Welcome to After Dark. This is the first one of our new podcast, After Dark, with KMC and Lil Extreme.
So yeah, on the new site, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
On the brand new podcast. And we've got three episodes up already, but this is the first official one. So welcome. And if you're new to the After Dark, you know, or you don't know, that we do articles from or posts from Reddit. And I read
or
them.
Or other places.
Or other places, yes. And I read them, or Erica will read them, and we'll react to them real time.
Yes. So the person reading usually is the one in the know. And the person not reading is the one that usually is surprised.
Exactly. Yeah. So I found one a while ago, and I don't know how long we're going to talk about it. We'll go into it and see. It's definitely not blueberry, but it's interesting. Let's all, here it is.
We're having a hard time topping that blueberry one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one, but here we go. All right. So, my 25-year-old girlfriend, and he's 23, has a disgusting fetish.
Oh, a younger man. All right.
Mm-hmm. The girlfriend has a disgusting fetish, and I don't know if I can handle it. So, I met this beautiful woman about 7 months ago at an alumni function. We hit it off, and honestly, she's
alumni. Is that like a school type thing? Like,
yeah,
I guess alumni could be anything, right? Like something you've both been at,
right? Yeah, my guess it would be high school, like a high school reunion type thing. I don't know alumni. Yeah, it means something that they used to be in, and it's like a reunion type deal.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we hit it off, and honestly, she's everything I could ask for. I'm not sure if I'm still in the honeymoon phase, but so far everything is working out, and she's even moved in with me 2 months ago with no problems. However, this past holiday season, she started doing something gross. Honestly, it's so disgusting. I haven't even asked my friends or family for help on this matter. On Christmas Eve, I woke up pleasantly surprised to see that she was cooking breakfast. But when I looked at my scrambled eggs, it looked really, really sketchy. It looked way too moist. I don't like that word, moist. But anyways, my girlfriend told me, she used
moist.
please don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. My girlfriend told me she used a fancy cheese, which is why it was extra moist and smelly. I believed her and ate it. The texture was absolutely horrendous, but taste-wise, it was fine. She beamed and started planning our holiday. Okay, so then on New Year's Eve, we were cuddling and doing couple things. She brought strawberries and whipped cream. We did some fun with the whipped cream, and she fed me the strawberries. Then, this is important, she chewed up a berry and fed it to me. I thought it was weird.
Wait, what berry?
She chewed up a strawberry.
Okay.
And then fed it to me.
Oh, ew.
I thought it was weird, but I was so horny, I didn't mind. We finished the rest of the berries in that same manner, and the subsequent sex was amazing. So,
okay.
But now, she started to chew her food and feed it to me. Sometimes not in a sexual manner, like steak, chicken, salad, eggs. It's so disgusting. When I tell her to stop, she starts crying and says I don't love her enough. all of our fights were about this issue.
Wait, if he doesn't get excited over it, she gets upset?
Right.
Okay, that's called manipulation.
pretty much.
I would think, right?
Yeah, she says all of our fights were about this issue. I eventually eat some, and it's so gross, I recoil whenever I think about the texture. He's saying, help. I thought she needs to talk to a therapist, or maybe I should contact an ex of hers to see if he went through the same, something similar. She is perfect for me, except for this one issue. Yes. So her fetish is regurgitation.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's gross.
Yeah. This one is, I've never seen or heard anything like it. Never seen a video on it. So she thinks that it's proof that he loves her. If she eats her regurgitated food.
Okay, that's like a baby bird.
Right. Yeah, maybe deep down she has a bird fetish or something. Because... I just never heard of anything like this.
All right, I don't know. Okay, wait, can I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
What exactly made you think this was weird? Like, this was, like, the weird thing you could find. Like what about this is, like, disgusting you at the moment?
it's just really out there to me. Like, this is, I've never heard anything like this, that someone would be turned on by someone else's eating your food.
Yeah, that's pretty much like an animal thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just was so totally dumbfounded by this one. That's why I had to bring it up, because I've never seen anything like it or heard anything like it, because I don't understand how is that attractive? Because it's proof that...
Actually, I think spiders do that too.
Oh.
Actually, no, they do that on their own. They regurgitate, like, they spit on food, and then they make it, like, kind of, like, mushy so they can suck it back up. Okay, I know this is disgusting. This is making it more disgusting. But I watched that on the movie The Fly.
Oh, yes. Yes, The Fly.
God, so disgusting.
Yeah, I don't blame the guy at all. I can't put my head around it. Why anyone would think that's hot? Like, why is that sexy? Because he said that, like, after he did that, the sex was awesome because she was so into it. But
I don't know, like. Would you, I don't know, would you, oh God, how long are they together?
7 months.
Okay, that's not long. No, that's, no. That is long enough. Wait, they just kind of like, she just kind of threw this out at him?
Well, she kind of tested him first with the Christmas Eve eggs. That she chewed up and didn't even tell him that she did that. She chewed up the eggs and then he ate them. And then she was like really happy about that. So then a few days later, they did the berries. And he liked that too because he was horny. And then now she's doing it all the time with everything.
Okay. So she kind of like opened, he kind of, by accepting it the first time, he kind of opened a door.
Right.
But into he didn't, allowing this behavior.
Exactly. But he didn't know. Like, he didn't know until she started doing it all the time. Then he realized, oh, this is bad. This is not good. So she was kind of, like you said, manipulating him to start, because he didn't really know what he was getting into.
Okay. All right. Well. No. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm kind of a little nauseous.
Oh, no, I didn't mean for that to happen. I didn't think this one would floor you this much. Oops. It's okay.
No. It's not that it floored me. It's just nothing floors me. I'm not surprised at anything anybody does anymore. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I really have that attitude where there's just so much out there that I couldn't possibly know.
I know.
What kind of things are going on.
Exactly. Like, and this, the one I read was not the grossest one I've read. There's ones that are just too much for After Dark. We couldn't even go into it. I've seen. It's just.
I don't know. Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Involving feces. Like.
Oh, well, yeah. That might be a little much.
Yeah. That is a little much. Anything involving poo, we're not going to talk about on After Dark.
No, that I kind of made Sam Gross just even mentioning that. So, I mean, he had to really, really like readjust and like think about something else. And that was bad. And that was just, I didn't even say it. I just kind of hinted to it. And that was bad enough. So, there's some things that are just, yeah.
That's... yeah.
But, yeah. Oh god.
Yeah. So
why did she need to do that? I mean, did it say like what is
there is a slight update. He said that she makes me eat her regurgitated food as proof that I love her. Besides this, she's honestly my ideal partner. I don't want to throw this away. I will be meeting with her ex of hers tomorrow. We'll keep you guys posted. And that was it. After that, he didn't post anything. So, yeah. Proof that I love you. Here's some regurgitated food.
No.
No. Yeah, how many people would put up with that? Like, I don't think it's a really low percentage. Like, 2% of people would put up with that. Like, that's just crossing the line. Even he says she's ideal, like, and she's like she's a supermodel, basically, like really attractive. But
oh, that's why she's a supermodel. She's used to regurgitating stuff, like, because they can't eat, they have to like lose weight. They can't.
Right.
They're bulimic. But I don't know how that leads to the wanting somebody else to eat. Oh.
Yeah. The one thing that's missing for me is why is this a turn on?
I think for the first time you're going to make me want to throw up.
Whoa. No, I don't know. We don't want you to do that on the air. That would not be good. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we should end this episode earlier than normal. That's okay.
That's just if you do that, cool. Mm-hmm. Do it behind closed doors. That's great. Don't write about it. Don't talk about it. Don't just keep it between you and your loved one. And I don't know, if you have a problem with it, I think you should just find someone else, seriously.
Yeah.
Because no. I don't see that relationship lasting at all.
No, it probably didn't. I'm guessing it ended like really close after he posted this. Well, probably he talked to the ex and he probably said, yep, she does that. That's why I took off. So, Yeah, hate to kink shame people, but this one is just oof. It's just yikes.
I don't know. Some people, you don't really hate kink shaming. Sorry, shaming.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I said if anyone has a problem with anything we're saying, let us know. Because we'll respond, no problem.
I think you just leave me speechless. I'm so no good to this podcast. I'm just like, you find the weirdest stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And like I said, this is not the weirdest. This is definitely different than Blueberry, but yeah, it's just yikes.
I found a lot of weird stuff on the internet. Like I've been looking just for weird things. And then, like I said, another time, I don't know what's weird anymore, because the world has become so open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, is this weird anymore? Is this normal? Like, is this what people do now? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's because of social media. We've talked about this before. Like, everyone can find someone with the same likes, the same kinks because of social media, and Reddit is definitely where they hang out.
I doubt anyone would comment on necrophilia, because you would have to find a dead body to do that, and that would just be, other than morticians, I really don't think.
Oh yeah, no, we definitely will not be covering that.
But that disturbs me, though, because when I die, I'm going to have to go to a mortician, and it kind of freaks me out thinking about that.
Oh, no. Yeah. that's bad. And the guy that impregnated the woman in comatose, did you hear about that? The guy, there's a nurse who impregnated a woman who was in a coma for many years, and she gave birth. And the guy was busted.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. That's a bad one, too. Like, we won't be covering that one either.
Yeah, that was the one where they kept her alive just to have the baby, right? Or something.
Yeah, right.
That's disturbing.
Oh, yeah. It's just,
I understand they want to keep the baby, but come on.
Yeah, I know. Just, oh, man. How could he not think you'd get caught? Like, why would you even want to do that in the first place? Just yikes. That was just horrible, horrible stuff. Hopefully he goes to prison for a long time.
I don't know. Did you ever hear of that autopsy show on HBO?
No. I
don't know if that was on there, but there was this guy that was so in love with his wife when she died. He couldn't leave her, so he dig her up and brought her home and just kept her looking good, painting her and stuff. And then he put a tube inside her so he could still have sex with her. And I was like, come on.
Wow.
I understand loving her, but now you're just violating her.
Yeah, no, it's time to let it go. And
love her. Look at her. Look at her pictures. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's just oof. Was that a? That sounds like a Hollywood script. That was real.
I think his name was Von Kozel or something. Something Von Kozel. It was in a weird place. They tried to lock up her body in a mausoleum because he kept taking it. It was kind of sad because he really was in love with her. Like he was with her. He was an old man. He was with her. Till his old days. Mm-hmm. And he just couldn't let her go, which was sad, but I don't know. You just gotta know when to let go.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think he meant it disturbingly or anything. It's just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't even imagine. Yeah, you're loving someone that much that even the body, the dead body, is attractive. Yikes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think, yeah, this is a good end to this disgusting topic.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes we will go that route, but that's okay. It's after dark.
Like Forrest Gump says, you never know what you're going to expect.
You never know what to expect on After Dark, exactly. Yeah, so, yeah, I think that's it for this episode, but we'll have another one sooner or later. Hopefully on a weekly basis. And, we'll see. Maybe Erica will have an article, a post for me next time, or maybe I'll do it. We'll see. I do have another one lined up already. Oh, no. So, but trust me, this one, the next one won't be as disgusting as this one was.
All right. Well, I am looking, and I'm definitely like looking to top you. So maybe it'll be like a competition.
Yeah. Maybe eventually we could get the listeners to decide which one did you like best. We could, maybe we'll do like two in one episode. Maybe
we'll get suggestions eventually.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. On Twitter account. Just send us a message and we'll get it on there for sure.
Yeah. What's the Twitter account? So.
Yeah. It's at After Dark Podcast, but it's AFTR Dark Podcast. Let me say that again. It's AFTR Dark Podcast.
All one word, right?
All one word on Twitter. Okay. And you can get a hold of us there. And on Anchor as well. You can do the voice messaging if you're on the Anchor app. And yes. We'll listen to it and we'll talk about it on the next episode.
And we will try not to judge you too muchly. Too muchly. I don't know. Yeah. I think I made up that word muchly. Okay.
So, okay. All right. So we'll see you next time. And thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep. Sometimes I feel like I need something to fill me up. I frown when I'm down. I'm homebound, but I keep looking around. Make my way to the kitchen and I say, do we still have some fried chicken? 'Cause I want my face with chocolate burgers, fries, and shake. I don't care about my weight. I wanna later tweet about how much I ate. Oh, food won't break your heart like a person would. Food actually satisfies you like he never could.